Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. I'm so glad you joined me today, and I just pray that as we spend these next few moments together, that the Lord will minister to you and you will have hope and faith arise in your heart, that you'll be able to just be in a new place, a place where you know and have an assurance that God has heard your prayers, that He's mindful and concerned for everything that concerns you, and that He loves you so very much. Praise God. Well, this is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this privilege that we have every day, Monday through Friday, to minister the Word of the Lord to whomsoever will. And we are always praying that new others who have needs, those who need to hear a particular word, will listen, will tune in. And of course, there's always the invitation that I give and the importance of prayer. There are times that God requires a step of faith. You know, Job was healed when he prayed for his friends. And so there are times that we just have to obey God. So if the Holy Spirit moves on you, at the end of the broadcast, the announcer will give our contact information. And I do invite you to write or share your needs. You don't have to go into great detail. The Lord knows. The important thing is I am praying. And even if it's an unspoken request, I can pray in the Spirit. I can pray as God leads me. This is a very sacred part of Unveiled Christ Ministries and has been since its inception in 1965. Praise God. Well, the subject I'd like to share today is that of restoration. Our God is a restorer. And I'd like to share with you a passage in Acts, the 3rd chapter, verses 19 through 21. And this is the Modern Language Translation. Here the word says, "Repent and turn around so that your sins may be wiped away and that seasons of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and so that he may send the Christ who has been appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven had to receive until the times of universal restoration of which God spoke through the ages by the lips of his holy prophets." And of course, this is speaking in a grand view in terms of God's plan for mankind, for this solar system, especially for this planet Earth that we are living on. We know that one day, at the close of the millennial reign of Christ, when he returns to rule and reign for a period of 1,000 years, that there will be a new heaven and a new earth. And so God is going to restore that which he had originally planned in the very beginning, and he will make all things new. There'll be no sin, there'll be no curse. It will be a return to the paradise of God. Let me share, before I go any further, because I just want to share some scriptures with you today. Restoration, according to the dictionary, Webster, it is a bringing back to a former condition or position. That's the noun, to bring back to a former condition or position. Of course, that's what God is going to do. He's going to reverse the effects of the curse. We know that all creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Even the animals, the creature, they're going to be rejoicing when this appointed time happens. The verb restore means to give back, to return, to put or bring back into existence or use, to bring back to or put back into a former or original state, to renew. And so what I want to focus on, while we understand from Scripture he's going to do that in a general way in terms of the world, he is also in the process in our lives of restoring to us the things that He wants us to have as a child of God. We won't be fully restored with our new body until we're with Jesus. However, as I said, I just want to share some wonderful passages that should encourage you, your heart, because I'm sure every single one of us need restoration in some way or form. We need restoration of our joy, restoration of faith, of hope, of vision. So many times we get so beat down through the battles that we lose sight of that purpose that God has established for our lives. Paul was able to say, I've not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. That's what God wants for us. So let me just share some passages of Scripture relating to the subject of restoration. Isaiah 57:18. And this is the Lord speaking to Israel. I have seen his ways, and I will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. And in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, that can be physically or emotionally, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. And then in Joel, a wonderful passage, chapter 2, verses 23 through 26. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Speaking of prosperity here, I will restore to you a beautiful passage, the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer were my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And in Ruth, the 4th chapter, verse 14, and the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age. Praise God. And another passage in Isaiah 58:12, the blessings of God's chosen fast. He speaks of this is the fast that I have chosen. And it says, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places, and thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Beloved, that's a promise for God's people, for you and me, that we will. We have, New Testament talks about that ministry of reconciliation, being used of God to reconcile God to man, those who are lost and undone without the Savior, that He will cause your light to so shine that men will be drawn to the brightness of your rising. Praise God, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. And the modern language of that verse says, your son shall rebuild the ruins of former years and shall revive the foundations of old, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets in which to dwell. And then that most beautiful and the most personal of all passages, perhaps found in the book of Psalms, the beautiful shepherd psalm, Psalm 23, verse 3, that says, he restoreth my soul. He causes me to lie down in green pastures and to rest beside still waters, and to cause us to rejoice in the presence of our enemies, anointing our heads with oil and our cup will run over. This is what he has, beloved, for you and for me. For the Lord would say, my beloved, this is a new day in your life. If you have ears to hear, behold, the things of the past, the failures, the defeat shall pass away, and you shall no longer contemplate them and meditate them upon them, but you shall look with hope and with anticipation for what I shall do in your life in the days ahead. for I would have you to be looking for an enlarged vision, yea, a spiritual sight, spiritual eyes, where you shall see in a very personal way for your own life that full measure of what I would have you to walk in. And you shall also see the place that you occupy and the part that you will play with others and the relationships and the interactions that I desire within my body. But beloved, be of good cheer, for the Lord has heard your heart's cry, and I am he that causes your soul to rejoice, that it shall be even as a watered garden. For I shall cause my spirit to overshadow you, and I shall minister to you and heal you deep within the wounds and the things that have been inflicted over the years. And I will cause those desolate places, those dry places, to experience the living waters of the Spirit of God to flow to you, and your soul truly shall be as a watered garden. And I will cause the spices to move out beyond your immediate metron of responsibility, and your life and your actions and your behavior and your service for me shall be a testimony and a sweet-smelling fragrance in my nostrils. Know that I am he that will restore to you all that the enemy has taken from you. Maybe not in exactly the same way, but I will restore the joy and the satisfaction and the abundance that your heart has desired of your God, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord. Grant it. So many, Lord, they're living up on the blessings of the past, but Lord, help us to look forward, as you said, with an eye of faith, knowing that you have much for us right now, and all the things that have been stolen or taken from us because of the enemy, you will restore and return sevenfold the blessings and the restoration of our God. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, it's been a joy to minister today, all this week, and I thank God for the privilege of being able to stand with my UCM family, with my radio family. More and more, the older I get, the longer I serve God, the more I sense and appreciate the interconnectedness of the family of God, not just this present generation, but the generations that have spanned the centuries, those who have loved God with all of their hearts and are now with him, praising God. And one day we shall be with him as well, and them. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.